Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Jay. Hi, ma'am. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey, and we'd just like to ask a few questions about issues that affect your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Okay, what group are you with?
I'm with a National Opinion Survey. We're just conducting a study in your area. We would love to hear your response to the study. Is anyone in your household works for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other office? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you tell me what is your age, please?
Normally, you would give a range.
Okay, from 65 and older, 55 to 60, 30
65
to...
65 and older.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian, Native American?
White.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about that direction the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. In which 100, it means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. And if you don't recognize the name or the idea or the person, you let me know, okay, miss? So we can move forward. The first one.
Okay.
Public school teachers from 0 to 100. How warm and favorable you feel towards the public school teachers?
We'll give that a 50.
Okay. And how about Mr. Donald Trump? Same question, from 0 to 100?
About a 98.
Okay. And how about woke culture or wokeism, the idea?
0.
Okay.
0.
And how about public schools in general? Same question.
We're only going to give them about a 50.
Okay, let's give them a 50. How about the National Education Association, or NEI?
NEA.
Oh, NEA. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry, ma'am. NEA. My apologies.
I'm going to give them a 0.
Okay. I'm falling asleep now. Now, how about Moms for Liberty? Have you heard that that organization?
I have, but I don't remember if they're conservative or liberal.
Okay, so you heard of them, but you had no opinion. Is that correct?
Yeah, only because if I knew which they were, I could give you an opinion.
Yeah, and, you know, I apologize, but I'm required to read verbatim and not to influence your opinion, you know, and this is all I got.
Oh, that's fine. You're fine.
Okay. Let's move forward then. How about the U.S. Department of Education in general, to the best of your knowledge, 0 to 100?
0.
And Mr. Joe Biden, same question, 0 to 100?
Minus 100. But since I can only give him a 0, we'll give him a 0.
Yeah, it's nothing on the less than 0, you know, so let's give him a 0. And the next one is a charter schools in general. 0 to 100.
80.
Okay, 80. Thank you. Now, moving forward, I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent. Good, just fair, or poor? Just fair. Okay. And now, would you say the public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, is staying the same, or growing worse, to the best of your knowledge, generally speaking?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how would you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Now, please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, and 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 to 100. And here's the first one.
You want 0 to 10 or 0 to 100? You said
zero to 10. Yeah, my apologies, ma'am. And 0 to 10, that is right, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
Now, how well, and thank you for getting that, how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills from 0 to 10?
7.
And how well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college? Same question, 0 to 10.
3.
And how well do public schools prepare students to compete for compete for and get jobs in the future global job market? How well do you think they prepare them for that from 0 to 10?
5.
And how well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
4.
Okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? From 0 to 10?
That would probably be a 9.
Okay. How about how well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills? Same question for 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward, what would you say that your state spent just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools education? How's your opinion? Not enough, too much, or about the right amount?
We'll say about the right amount. I'm not really familiar with the budget process in this state, but we'll say about the right amount.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little? Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Yes or no? Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Is disagree strongly or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I'm going to disagree. There's a lot of innuendos here that I understand, so I don't agree with the topic
Okay, and I know it's more complicated, not just a simple yes or no, agree or disagreement, but just for the sake of the research, should I record your answers as a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Read the question again, please.
Yes, ma'am. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are not popular. It might make someone comfortable.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Let's go to the next one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. That's the statement. Now, do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the last one. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, because, okay. Yeah, somewhat.
I'm listening, go ahead, ma'am.
Well, that question can be biased either way, depending on who's conducting the poll. The way they're teaching race and the history of races right now, I'm old enough to know they're teaching false truths.
Understood. Understood. And thank you for the feedback, okay? Now, let's move forward. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each idea, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Do you strongly support that idea, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that idea?
The word that you use is ethnic, E-T-H-N-I-C.
Exactly, ma'am. And I'm sorry, my accent sometimes gets in the way.
That's all right. My old ears sometimes get in the way also.
So we even.
Would you read the question one more time?
Of course. The idea is this one. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Do you support that idea or oppose that idea?
I can support it.
Okay, support somewhat or strongly support that idea?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, that's the other idea. Do you support that idea or oppose that idea?
I support that idea. I strongly support the idea of parental veto.
Okay, how about the next one? The idea of protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose that idea?
I oppose educators' free speech
mm-hmm.
in the classroom because they should be teaching the approved curriculum, not their own opinion.
Understood. So how should I record your answer? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Okay. The question was, do I support or oppose the teacher's right to free the idea?
No. That's the idea that they have.
Please.
Of course. Remember, this is idea that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now, the study wants to know if you support that idea or oppose that idea, okay? Now, the idea is to protect educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support that idea or oppose that idea?
Okay, I'm having trouble with the question. I do not support the idea of teaching about gender in the classroom.
Okay, understood. I know it's more complicated than what it sounds, you know. So mm-hmm. sometimes if you don't want to give your opinion or for whatever reason, you just let me know. We can move forward, okay, ma'am? Because you're right.
Okay.
I mean, this is like breaking down into things, you know, two different things because they're right. To free speech, right, is good, but they say fighting back, so the teachers will fight back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. That's the idea that they have, to protect the educators, to respect the free speech that they have, and then given the option to fight back when the time.
I oppose that.
Opposed strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. How about the idea of increasing discipline in schools?
I support that. Did I lose you?
No, ma'am, I'm sorry. Do you strongly support that idea or somewhat support that idea? How should
strongly support more discipline in the classroom.
Okay, this is the last idea, okay? The idea of making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools' libraries to see as a pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Do you support or oppose that idea?
I support the idea, and I strongly support the idea of parents being able to challenge books in the school library.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, okay? Now, some U.S. cities... Okay, great. I'm glad, man. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kinder to 12 public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum? Do you...
Yes, I'm trying to think. I support the concept the way you phrased it. However, I know enough news to know what's actually happening, which is not. So I don't support what's happening. I support the theory of a Black History Unit.
No, and I understand. Like I say, you know, it's more complicated. It's not just a no or support or oppose. It's more complicated than that. But for the sake of a research, how should I record your answer? Do you support that?
I support a Black History Unit.
Okay. Somewhat support or strongly support that?
Somewhat, because I know the biases.
Okay, you're smart. Now, let's finish this up. I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Now, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. Now, you can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, that's the argument. So how convincing is that argument from 0 to 10? 0 means not at all convincing, 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 is very convincing.
5.
Thank you. Now, you can pick any number from 0 to 10, okay? Here's the next argument. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. If students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that college and employers value. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that argument?
7.
Okay, and the last argument. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Now, from 0 to 10, how convincing is that argument?
0.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? And sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please, ma'am, tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative points of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I disagree with it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the last one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. I disagree strongly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What's the last year of a schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category, okay, ma'am? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? I have to ask the question. You know, I know you're retired, but, you know, I'm required to report.
That's all right.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employer, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years?
I do not have a child. I have grandchildren that have attend public schools, but no child.
In the last 10 years, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, and do you have a child who attended charter schools or private schools or homeschooled in the last 10 years or grandkids?
Grandkids. Homeschooled.
Okay. Homeschooled. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
I also have grandkids that go to public school.
Understood. You have a lot of grandkids?
12.
Oh, wow. That's a blessing.
And five great-grandkids. So.
Oh, well, that's a blessing, man. That's great. You get to see your generation growing. Now, the last one. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I know I'm going to answer this for you, but I bet you could already guess. I am very conservative.
Very conservative. No, ma'am. Believe me, I try not to make any ideas in my head so I can remain neutral at all times, okay? Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or anyone in your house?
Yes.
To you or someone in your house?
To me.
Okay. And is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom mate? Does that apply to you?
No.
Is someone in your house?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. I appreciate you taking the time to share your opinion with us. It's very kind of you, ma'am. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. This concludes our service. You enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
No, thank you. Bye-bye.